This is Dr. Ali Ali dictating history. Physical, patient name Ryan Ryan, Andrew Andrew Frederick Frederick, Ryan Andrew Frederick. Date of birth 10/24/1934. Place Franklinwood, Genesis Rehab. Date of service 5/31/2023. History of present illness. This is a 88-year-old gentleman. He was admitted to Franklin Square Hospital. With progressive shortness of breath, he reported chest pain the day he came to the emergency room. His oxygen saturation was low, upper 80 to 90s. He is on home oxygen 2 liters as a baseline. Patient has a known history of non-small cell lung cancer, status post, cyberknife, history of prostate cancer, hypertension, diabetes, chronic back pain with the multiple spinal surgeries in the past, history of chronic DVT, and provoked PE in 2023, January, anemia, iron deficiency, requiring IV transfusion in the past, COPD, on home oxygen, peptic ulcer disease, glaucoma, left lower extremity, history of numbness in the past. Patient has shortness of breath, multiple medical issues. He was noted to have a symptomatic anemia. Hemoglobin was 4.1 and he was transfused 3 units of PRBC. GI consulted. EGD and colonoscopy were both negative for bleeding. In the hospital, there was no other source of bleeding. After blood transfusion, patient started to improve. Patient has a known COPD. He has been on ICS plus LABA, LABA. Lower extremity Doppler done, no DVT. Upon discharge, they recommended to discontinue Eliquis he was on before. And they recommended outpatient small bowel capsule endoscopy. They recommended patient to be given pantoprazole daily for 4 weeks, continuous Apriva Respimat, torsemide, as well as calcium with vitamin D supplement. Patient also has sugar under control, and Tresiba, T-R-E-S-I-B-A, dose was changed from 25 to 10 units daily. In the hospital, EGD done, normal esophagus, no bleed, no ulcer. Patient has a colonoscopy done that showed 3 to 7 millimeter polyps in the descending colon, resected and retrieved, diverticulosis in the sigmoid colon noted. After stabilization, patient was sent to Franklinwood Genesis Nursing Rehab. Today when I saw the patient, he has no shortness of breath, he has a chronic back pain, but no shortness of breath, no chest pain, head, no dizziness. HENT, no sore throat, no urination, pulmonary, no cough, no congestion, cardiac, no chest pain, no palpitation, GI, no vomiting, musculoskeletal, no pain. Past medical history, history of non-small cell lung cancer, lung cancer. History of multiple back surgeries, history of prostate cancer, This is your tonsillectomy. Next line, diabetes mellitus type 2. Next line, hypertension. Next line, multiple spinal effusion surgeries. Next line, iron deficiency anemia. Next line, COPD and home oxygen maintenance. Osteopeptic ulcer disease. Allergies, no known. Social history, he used to smoke but quit smoking 25 years ago. Wife passed away, he has 4 grown up children. Medication upon discharge. Oxycodone/acetaminophen 5/325, 1 tablet Q6 hour PRN, calcium with vitamin D. 1 tablet daily, candesartan 4 mg daily, duloxetine 60 mg daily, fenofibrate 48 mg daily, Advair Discus 250 over 50, 1 puff BID, Tresiba, T-R-E-S-I-B-A, insulin 10 units daily, morphine sulfate oral tablet 50 mg, PO daily, PRN, Protonix 40 mg daily, Sitagliptin, bracket Genovia 50 mg daily, Flomax 0.4 mg daily, Timolol, ophthalmic drops 0.5%, one drop both eye daily, Tiotropium inhalation 5 mcg, 2 puff daily, Torsemide, T-O-R-S-E-M-I-D-E, Torsemide 20 mg, PO daily, Trazodone 100 mg PO daily. Oxygen by nasal cannula. Through our system today, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no empty, musculoskeletal pain in the back, chronic, gentle urine, no maturia, neuro, no syncope, endocrine, no pyrogenic, no paradipsia, hematology, no bleeding, no bruising, GI, no empty, no diarrhea. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert. Oriented time 3, a very pleasant male, blood pressure 117 over 62, pulse 71, temperature 97.9 Fahrenheit, respiration 16 per minute, oxygen saturation 93%, finger stick done earlier 162, head atomatic normocephalic, eyes anectaric, no ear nasal discharge, throat no exudate, neck supple, no JVD, chest not tender, lungs clear, no wheezing, heart S1-S2, regular, abdomen is soft, non tender, bowels on positive, no rebound, no rigidity, extremities, no edema, no cough tenderness, neuro is awake, alert, oriented time 3. Assessment. Labs done at the facility, sodium 130, potassium 4.4, calorie 104, glucose 117, BUN 21, calorie 1.03, hemoglobin 9.4, hematocrit 34.4, WBC count 7.8, red blood count 365, hemoglobin A1C 4.8. Assessment, patient is admitted with the deconditioning, multiple comorbid conditions, severe anemia, status post blood transfusion in the hospital, status post CGD and colonoscopy that revealed colonic polyp, next line COPD, next line cancer of the lung, chronically dependent on oxygen, next line diabetes mellitus, next line hypertension, next line history of prostate cancer, next line history of DVT, and currently he's been taken off anticoagulation at the hospital, history of iron deficiency anemia, Plan FK will continue all instant medication, follow monitor lab electrolyte, PTOT, and further measurement of the patient condition on daily basis. Care plan discussed with the nursing staff. Thank you.